Back in 2005, when the freighter home first arrived in Detour on a barge, it drew hundreds of onlookers. Now, 4 years later, you can still hear the sounds of the house movers finishing up the freighter's cement foundation. But owner Mark Vandermeulen is not deterred by the slow process. Standing neck craned up toward the hull, he surveys the four-deck, 5,000-square-foot forward cabins now beached on his property.
So you can see the original name of the ship, the John W. Boardman, painted on the side. And when we will repaint the hull, and it will be in the dark green color, which is called Huron Green for the Huron Cement Company of Alpena. And you'll see way up on the top of the mast, there's a green H to their logo.
Half her life, the ship sailed as the John W. Boardman, but she retired as the Lewis G. Harriman. Her whole life at sea, spent delivering cement from Alpena throughout the Great Lakes.
Watch the railing when we go up. It's disconnected here, so.
Her new life, onshore, from three decks up, comes with a view any boat nerd would love. Her bow overlooking the St. Mary's River and Potaganisink Bay, nestled between Lake Superior and Huron, and the Canadian North Channel.
All of the downbound shipping coming down from Lake Superior passes between us and Pipe Island, close enough that you can read the names on the boats without binoculars. The upbound traffic goes on the other side of Pipe Island and the Pipe Island Twins and then rejoins the main channel, continues up.
This view of the shipping lanes is the reason Mark Vandermeulen and his wife Jill first bought land and a home here in Detour. Self-described boat nerds, they know the freighters that sail the Great Lakes and the companies that run them. And today, from their own bow, Mark can almost forget he's on dry ground.
When the waves are coming from the right direction, if you stand in the right place, I get the impression that the boat actually moves, you know, that you feel it rocking back and forth.
So this is your front porch.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's little time for standing around to enjoy the view.
Would you pull the extension cord down for me, Jill, so I can plug in the grinder?
The Vandermeulens don't plan to retire from their jobs down below the Mackinac Bridge in Holland for at least another decade. And they're doing much of the work here themselves, which means vacations and weekends are spent on deck on their knees, pounding and scraping chipped paint off the hull. Once the boat is water and bug-proofed, it'll be time for the couple to focus their attention inside.
I can give you a hand up here.
And we're inside.
We're inside. And it's a mess.
Much of the ship is steel from toe to ceiling, painted in the hideous green you might remember from an old elementary school bathroom. It's dark and cold, with lots of tight spaces. In one crew cabin, you couldn't stretch your arms out between the bunks.
Potentially, you'd have four people in there trying to sleep, which looks tough to me.
But if you do make it to the deck that's just below the pilot house, the vision of a summer home is easier to see. This is the deck Mark and Jill have had their eyes on all along. The walls here are no longer steel, not that hideous green, but covered in a cozy maple. Part of this deck may one day be a bed and breakfast.
So these are the captain's quarters. This would have been his office up in the front here. And his bedroom. And a bathroom with a full tub and shower.
This deck and the pilot house we're going to try to put back into what looked like operating condition as much as possible. Maybe we don't have any period furniture for this. The plans show a leather couch in this room, which I guess would have been appropriate in the 20s probably. So we'll try to find something like that that'll look right.
This has been done before. The forward cabins of another freighter, the Benson Ford, lie at the water's edge in Ohio. The Ford family used the finer woods for the captain's quarters, including mahogany. So the Vandermeulen's maple walls are working class by comparison, which they say fits them pretty well. As they wear jeans and Carhartts, Mark and Jill take a break from their work as freighters pass, hoping for a reward from the crew.
This year the traffic is down. Only about half the boats on the Great Lakes are actually in service right now compared to the last couple of years. But many times when we're working on the boat, we'll wave a broom, or in some cases we have company flags that we'll wave, and often we'll get a salute from those boats.
So. Just last week, from where I live, up the bay from them, I could hear a boat go by, and I ran out to look, and I realized they were saluting Mark and Jill. They're saluting the fact that that boat is there. You know, it's kind of like a sign of respect, you know, from the other shipping lines, so...
Down the street in Detour, Kathy Coring owns the local sporting goods shop. It sells everything from bait to homemade jam.
1356.
She's another self-described boat nerd, and she says among freighter watchers, there's all sorts of buzz about Mark and Jill's cottage.
It's surprising how many people from all over the country. We're not talking just Michigan. We're talking, I know Canadians, I know people from Vermont, I know people from Tennessee, Utah. There's a college. There's a boat salute going on right now.
Should we open the door?
See, right there, the Leitra Gertha. That boat I sailed on for 8 days. I was going to get too short. Wow, that's an awesome, awesome salute. Three long and two short. Okay, that's a master salute from the captain.
You're so excited about hearing that salute, even though you must come out.
I mean, that is exciting. It gets your boat nerd juices going.
At least 2 years before the boat is at all livable, the local Chamber of Commerce is already listing Mark and Jill Vandermeulen's onshore freighter cottage as a sight to see. And the interest is nice for the small freighter watching town where tourism is the bread and butter. In Detour, I'm Linda Steffen for Interlochen Public Radio.